What's up, Disruptive Innovation? I'm Ashley Tajay.
Hey, everybody, it's Tasha.
Hey, Sky Fam, it's Nikki.
Hey, so what's up? How we feeling?
Feeling great.
How are you feeling? Shoot, I'm ready to get into some tribe talk. I miss y'all.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, for sure.
So then let's start off with a would you rather question.
All right, here we go.
So would you rather live in the sky or live in the sea? I'm going to go first.
Okay.
I would rather live in the sky because I would just be able to see everything. Because I would like to live in the sea because I love water and I like to swim.
Uh-huh.
But if I'm at the bottom of everything, I ain't really going to see much. But if I'm at the sky, I can see everything. So I'm going to live in the sky.
I see a reason for picking that. How about you, Nick?
I mean, it would be cool to like fly, but I think it would get kind of boring. I don't have to be all the way under the water all the time, do I?
You're living in the sea or living in the sky. Like, you're not going to be like walking on the grass. Like, you're going to not walking on the sand. You're in the sea.
I'm in the water, but I don't have to be dark under the water. Like, you know, I don't have to be.
But you can't like come up for air. Like, you can't be walking onto the beach. Like, you're in the water.
Okay. What would you say?
Oh, I'm living in the sea. I'm gonna be a mermaid. Like, I'm swimming.
Okay.
I'm doing all that. Definitely the sea.
All right.
Okay, I would definitely say sky.
Sky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cause I don't wanna be looking up. I'd rather be looking down.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. So I have a question, right? Someone asked me this question and I thought it was funny. And a guy asked me this. So I'm gonna ask you, ladies.
Okay.
If you were a man, would you date any of your friends?
Yeah. Oh my God. That's mad uncomfortable.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty cool question.
Right? So my response was, like, at first I was like, what? I never even thought of that. But then I started thinking about all my friends, and I'm like, I wouldn't.
Oh, my God, Ashley.
I wouldn't date, and it has nothing. Like, I think my friends are all cute, but it's like, it has nothing to do with looks. It's just, the stuff that they tell me and the conversations that we have on Girl Talk, if I was a guy and I didn't know that and then they did some of the things, I would be like, what? It wouldn't work for me. It would be like a domestic violence relationship. So I was like, no, I can't date any of my friends. If I was a guy, I wouldn't choose any of them.
Oh, man.
That's not fair. Hold on, pause. That's not fair because you're pulling from things from Girl Talk. Like, you wouldn't know that as a dude.
All right, but he's saying his perspective was like knowing what you know. Got you. Got you. I was like, no, knowing what I know, no. I would probably like,
wow.
I would probably mess with them, but I wouldn't marry them.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah, because they would be fun, but they would get on my nerves.
You're so stupid, yo. You went straight guy mode. I mean, that's about it.
Oh my gosh. But that really is a good question, though. Mm-hmm. It makes you think.
Absolutely. I would totally mess with my friends. I have quality, quality friends. My girlfriends have to sit together. Smart, put together, spiritual. Like, no, absolutely. Bad. No, I pride myself in having some badass girlfriends.
I hear that.
No, but I'm not trying to shame my friends. All my friends is bad and they're very smart. So I'm not trying to shade them. Like, they about their bag. They good. They're fun. They're cute. They dress nice. They hair look good. I'm not trying to shade. I'm not talking about looks. I'm not talking about anything on the outside.
Okay.
I just
want to
do it.
Got you.
Yeah, but not my friends.
Knowing
people,
what you know.
So, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. The whole pack is like, my friends have money. My friends are smart. My friends, they're good as people. My friends. Absolutely.
Got you. So, Tosh, what about you?
I would say yes. Yes, okay. I would. Yeah, because my girlfriends, they're smart. They're pretty. They keep themselves up. They have morals. And I think they would be super cool. But I think obviously I would get annoyed after a while.
Exactly.
I think with each and every one of them. But sorry, Nikki. I love you.
I love you. I know.
So out of all your friends, then which one are you dating?
Oh. If you can only pick one,
you have how many you want a man to be? You want to date a man who's dating a bunch of people?
I think of depression before it left my mouth. Okay,
I
know this is like uncomfortable.
It's too bad.
Yeah, this is super uncomfortable. And, all right, so then I'll make it. All right, so I can make a decision. No homo.
No, it's not. I'm not. I said if you are a man. Okay. I'm not saying this is realistic. Your friends shouldn't feel like, oh my God, ew, you would date. No, it's not like that. We're not saying that you would date them as you, as a man.
Okay.
Tom, not as Tasha, as Tom.
I don't want to be Tom. I want to be Tobias.
Tremaine, Tobias. As Tobias, not Tasha.
Dang, Tasha.
I don't want to be Tom. I want to be Tobias.
All right, so Tobias, which one?
All right, so then I would say Shelly.
Okay, cool. Nikki, which one? Hit him.
Oh my God. I don't know. That's hard. I'm going to need a moment.
Oh my God. All right,
Sienna, I said I want to date my friends.
And you said no. I wouldn't date any.
They all, like, they would annoy me.
Oh my gosh.
And I know that they're not really ready to commit because we're all young. So we're not really trying to be down, you know, like, we're really not trying to do that right now. So I already know what's up.
Gotcha.
So I wouldn't even waste my time. I'd be like, nope, I'm good.
Yeah, but young people.
No, but I said my friends.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not talking about the generation. My friends. Okay. We're all on the same page. We trying to live it, be lit, have fun.
Well, I made my pick.
Come on, baby.
I don't know.
It ain't that hard if all your friends is good.
Yeah, just pick.
Hang it up. Papers. I'm not.
Told you I was gonna get you.
Just pick. Oh, well, yeah, that one was like really crazy.
Man, you really did get me. I'm like now thinking way too far into this. I don't know. But then I'm thinking like this is actually a really cool concept because you're thinking of somebody from a friendship level. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you should be picking based off of the good things that you know.
Exactly. If, that's why I would say
yes. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I think it would be a toss up, especially character wise.
Okay.
Be in the runnings, but since you ain't picked me, I ain't picked you. I'll pick Toya.
Okay, that's what's up. Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, my friends, please don't feel sad by this. I'm not picking y'all. I'm not picking you hoes. My friends know what's up. They're gonna be like, well, you wouldn't pick me? But the crazy part about it is I asked one of my friends. And she was like, out of you and this person, I would pick. She said she would pick me. And I was like, what? I think that they would get tired of me because I'd be like, we ain't doing that.
I know, right? And that's what I'm saying. Like, but I would get tired of everybody.
Everybody.
After a while. So, it, you know, like, I can't go by that alone. You know what I'm saying?
But, you know, it's a difference between, like, getting tired of someone because they're getting on your nerves for the day. But when I say, like, I'm getting tired of somebody, I mean, like, I'm done. Like, get away from me. Leave me alone. We're done. Completely. I don't even want you to talk to me.
You're so stupid.
Yeah, but that is really cool. And Nikki, I like how you said that. Like, when you're thinking about it, you're thinking about it from a friendship standpoint and like how much fun you guys could have together. Because I truly believe in my heart that a strong foundational relationship should be based on friendship.
Yeah.
You know, like you should be friends first before you're anything else. And so that's how I feel like to have fun together, to kick it, you know what I'm saying? Like, Nick, you know you and I can get. I'm not trying to defend my answer.
No, girl, that was your answer. Rock with it. Listen, I'll be your best woman. No, because deadass, like, I can see, actually, you and Shelly, you guys are at, you have the more of a similar pace. So I didn't take no offense to it at all. Like, I can see that. I can see it made sense.
And that's what I'm saying. And I'm not salty at all that you picked Toya before me. I mean, it may sound like I feel a certain type of way, but that's not even really it, though. You know I love you.
It's so funny. Okay. All right, so then Bernie Sanders has dropped out of the presidential race.
Yes, honey. Talk about
it. Yeah, we predicted that. It's a hoax. People, it's a hoax.
Uncle Bernie, he done pissed me off this morning. I done woke up all sad. I don't like Uncle Bernie right now. He's my uncle.
Oh, yeah.
He's not invited.
You were going hard. Going hard for him.
That's what I'm saying. I was going hard for him, standing for him. Yeah, but it's like, really was. Who am I vote for now?
I told you.
Myself.
Actually, I'm going to take this second to tell y'all, or at least tell you, babe, Ash. Mm-hmm. I told you. He's way too progressive for the
Democrats. Yeah, America.
He
yeah.
lost to Biden. Biden who? Like, where did he even come from?
Exactly.
Nobody likes him. He's mad creepy.
He really is. Nobody is terrible. He's disgusting. But oh, I feel like gosh. The only reason why they're not messing with Bernie is because they're not really prepared for change. I don't think the world, America's, not the world, America's yeah. prepared for change. Because everybody was cool with this nigga Trump giving out his $1,200. $1,200 check, $500 per kid. Everybody was cool with that. Mm-mm. But how much was that? It was like 2.8. Was it 8? It was something trillion. It was in the trillions,
yeah.
He was going to take $1 trillion to give you $1,200. That's not going to last you, especially if you live in like California, New York. That's not going to do nothing. $1,200 yeah. is going, that's not going to do nothing. So they was cool with getting that $1,200, but you're not cool with everybody having free healthcare. That blows my mind. So you can tell, like, nobody is mentally ready for change yeah. because if you would rather have go in debt to get $1,200 than to go in debt to have free healthcare, right now would be the perfect time to have free healthcare.
Of course.
There's people who have the coronavirus and even go to the hospital. They don't even got no space, or they're going to the hospital and then they're being, you know, sent under tents away. In the parking lot.
Got you.
Like, ill. But if we have free healthcare, you won't have these problems.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm still, you know, I'm not going to vote for Trump. I'm going to have to vote for myself.
Oh, my gosh.
Put my name on the list. Because what is going on? I'm not voting for Trump. And I'm not voting for Biden.
Well, I don't know who I'm going to vote for just yet. But I did say that I've seen this coming. And whether I vote for Trump or not, I am predicting right here, right now, that Trump is going another 4 years.
Yeah, he is.
Definitely. There's no way versus him. Trump is going to go all the way to 2024.
Yep.
Help.
And which is going to be insanity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But but we will, listen, we'll get through.
No.
Because we have in the past. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, for sure. I mean, we definitely yeah. have. We've gotten through things in the past. I don't know. We will get through. I'm not saying that we won't. I'm just saying, I don't know what he's going to do. You see the way he handled this whole virus thing. First of all,
he doesn't even know what he's going to do. No. So we damn sure ain't going to know what he's going to do.
No, most certainly. You have that one. It's I had way more, I guess, faith, not in him, but I just felt like, okay, how bad could it be? How bad could he mess up? That's what I felt like maybe 2 years ago. I don't favor him, but really, how bad could it be? That was
yeah, I understand that.
Back for this, and after seeing him deal with this whole virus thing, it actually, you know, it frightens me. I'm not in fear because I know where my hope is, but it's scary. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, though. The way he handles things, just his lack of professionalism is, like, grossly disgusting. However, there ain't shit we can do about it, nope. So...
Nope. And the crazy, the sad part about it too is like everybody, you know, the best thing to do when, instead of complaining is go out and vote. But it's like, oh, who are we gonna vote for now?
Yeah, exactly.
Who are we voting for? Joe Biden? No.
Yeah, that's true.
That's that story, y'all. It's a sad day for
it really is.
For polls right now, or Americans, whatever you want to call it, like.
Yeah. Well, we'll get through.
But I'm tired of Bernie now. I can't forgive him after this. I don't want him to try and do it in another 4 years.
All these taxpayer dollars and everything. You know what I'm saying? All that money. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy.
Okay, well, then I have another question.
All right, go ahead.
What have you guys been doing? Like, one thing that you've been doing during the coronavirus pandemic that you are enjoying? Like, I know you work from home, Nick, but, like, you started working from home.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying that?
I'm enjoying the fact that I don't have to get in my car and drive to the office. Work. Yes. Yeah. And I'm also, too, enjoying the fact that I am still consistent in self-care.
Okay, cool.
Even more than when I have to leave to go to the office. So yes, most definitely.
What about you, Maggie?
Something that I'm enjoying that I'm doing. I am definitely more conscious of my needs and my thoughts. Definitely have more time to, like, I don't know, do different things that I like, watch different shows that I like. That kind of is a bit lazy, but for me, like, I work out by myself all the ways, whether it's from home or from the gym. Like, that didn't, I still work a regular schedule. That didn't change.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So a lot of my stuff has changed. So just, I do have a little bit more time here or there because I'm not getting the kids up in the morning.
Yes.
Having to rush around for certain things. There's a lot still, because I do a lot, but just a little pause time. Really, I guess, is how I'll say it. I've been able to reflect and really put certain things into perspective for myself. My self-talk has been real important.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah, that sounds really awesome.
Yay. How about you, Ash?
I've been reading a lot more. Wow. And I'm starting to realize, like, I really like to read.
Yeah, reading is
the best. Like, I really like it. I started reading The Sacred Woman by a Queen Afua.
Oh,
I gotta get that right. But I started reading that book, and it's a really good book. Like, it's like on serious, like, spiritual, like, deep, like, cleansing and, like, really, like, changing your life.
That's what's up.
So it's a really good book, and I'm just like, wow, I want to read more. It's like, after this, that's on my bucket list. I want to read, like, a different book every month.
I think that would, yeah, then give yourself enough time. I'm reading two more, and I didn't realize,
you know,
how much I like to read.
But I miss my car.
Oh, yeah, because it's the end. Chilling.
I was starting to think, like, yo, what am I, how do I start it? You know what I'm saying? I ain't been in my car in, like, 3 weeks.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah. Money online shopping. Like, what's up with your financials?
Ooh. No, you know what? That's crazy. I'm not spending no money on nothing. I'm like, I'm not touching nothing until this is done, because I don't know how long it's gonna go.
Exactly.
So I'm kind of like scared. And I've been touching my savings for like certain things, but like essential things, not touching the savings to, like, you know,
to buy a bag or something.
Yeah, no. Yeah, although I have been looking. I put it in my cart, I just don't pay for it.
Yeah, window shopping. I don't
check out.
Well, web shopping, shall we say.
But I do put it in my cart. I have found plenty of bags and shoes, but I'm like, don't pay for it. Just leave it there, and a few months from now, I'll get it.
Yeah, no, preservation is definitely the name of the game, because you don't know. I'm fortunate, you know, we are fortunate to still have jobs, but you just have to plan for tomorrow. You cannot live for the day in a situation like this.
No.
Because we do not know how this is going to pan out. However, we do know that we're going to get through it, and it shall pass, but we don't know the duration. And so a wise individual would store up, you know, and make sure bills are paid, but do not go out there going crazy. When you get that $1,200, or 1200 plus if you have multiple children, be wise.
Yeah.
Be wise. Don't be foolish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although at first I was like, ooh, what am I doing with that 1200? When I get my little
stimulus check.
But I said, no, put it in the savings. At first I was like, oh, I could get that. But no.
Oh, yeah, of course. Immediately, that's the first thing that comes to your mind. You know what I mean? But
and that's all we have on this episode of Disruptive Innovation. Stay tuned. We got a lot more coming. We out. Stay safe.